Once again, Mike and Kim Burge out of Allentown, Nebraska. Glad to be your hosts here for the next 5 minutes or so, just to share a little bit of the good stuff for you. And first of all, a reminder about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Well, we're kind of winding down summer, but we're getting ready to head into fall. Lots of things going on around our area yet with dove hunting and grouse hunting and all kinds of upland birds. Lots of public land to check out there. Fall turkey hunting will be coming up. And before you know it, the walleye bite's going to be back on, and it'll be deer season. So it'll go quickly. Anyway, if you want to find out more about a little trip down to the Valentine Way, go to visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. That's Sound of Opportunity. When you talk about Tri-State Livestock News, they're like a steer in the night. Kind of elusive, but it's there if you know where to go. Tri-State Livestock News, covering every facet of agriculture every week. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe to get what ranchers read.
I don't know if this story is true, and I didn't fact check it. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
You're just going to roll with
it. I'm going to roll with it. You can fact check it after I'm done.
Okay.
The four Goldberg brothers, Lowell, Norman, Hiram, and Max, developed the first automobile air conditioner. On July 17, 1946, the temperature in Detroit was 97 degrees. The four brothers walked into old man Henry Ford's office and sweet-talked his secretary into telling him that the four gentlemen were there with the most exciting innovation in the auto industry since the electric starter. Henry was curious and invited them into his office. They refused and instead asked that he come out to the parking lot to their car. They persuaded him to get into the car, which was about 130 degrees, turned on the air conditioner, and cooled the car off immediately. The old man got very excited and invited them back into his office, where he offered them $3 million for the patent. The brothers refused, saying that they would settle for $2 million, but they wanted the recognition by having the label, the Goldberg Air Conditioner, on the dashboard of each car in which it was installed. Now, old man Ford might have been a little bit anti-Semitic, and there was no way he was going to put the Goldbergs' name on 2 million Fords. So, they haggled back and forth for about 2 hours, finally agreed on $4 million, and that their first names would be shown. And so, to this day, all Ford air conditioners show Low, Norm, High, and Max on the controls. Now you know. Maybe.
Always wondered. You solved it right there. Richard Anderson sent this in. Santa Claus has the right idea. Visit people only once a year. That's a quote from Victor Borg.
Here's in the middle of the night.
Yep, there you go. Mark Twain said, be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint.
Uh-oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like ask a doctor online or something.
Yep. Socrates, by all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if that's a reflection of his own marriage.
I don't know.
I don't know if he got married, so I don't know. I was married by a judge, Groucho Marx says. I should have asked for a jury.
Go to a jury of his peers.
There you go. I think so. I'm not sure.
I have some things here that are called idiot sightings.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay.
When my husband and I arrived at an automobile dealership to pick up our car, we were told the keys had been locked in it. We went to the service department and found a mechanic working feverishly to unlock the driver's side door. As I watched from the passenger side, I instinctively tried the door handle and discovered it was unlocked. "Hey," I announced to the technician, "it's open." His reply, "I know. I already got that side."
Oh, no. Please, no.
That was in Canton, Mississippi.
Oh, no.
Supposedly
no.
True. Here's another one. We had to have the garage door repaired. The Sears repairman told us that one of our problems was that we did not have a large enough motor on the opener. I thought for a minute and said that we had the largest one Sears made at the time, a 1/2 horsepower. He shook his head and said, "Lady, you need a 1/4 horsepower. I responded that a 1/2 was larger than 1/4. He said, "No, it's not. 4 is larger than 2. We haven't used the Sears repair department since. I've got some more.
Oh, my goodness.
Another program, maybe we'll get you some of those.
That sounds great. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We love to have you. Thanks for listening on great stations like here in South Dakota, KOKK, 1210 AM, and Winter South Dakota, KWYR, 1260 AM, Country. And you heard it here on The Good Stuff.